Class is in session. Welcome into the draft seminar presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I'm your host, Matt Hicks, the FF Educator, joined as always by my co-host, John Lobb, the Gridiron Scholar. And John, on this episode, we're breaking down Nico Collins, a high upside wide receiver out of Michigan. I'm excited, and I bet you are too.
Matt, I've been a Michigan fan for 42 years. And I'm still stunned at the talent that has been misallocated in the Michigan offense under Jim Harbaugh the last 2 years. Last year was Donovan Peoples-Jones, who had a very interesting freshman year for the Cleveland Browns. And now we have to look at Nico Collins. And I'm so excited because in this offseason, from our preview show of the Senior Bowl, to now, no one has risen up my draft board more than Nico Collins. He was very impressive at the Senior Bowl week on his one-on-ones, and he really did jump back onto the radar of scouts and dynasty owners across the country. Remember, folks, he did not play in 2020, so no one watched him, and Michigan was not a good football team. So there was really no reason to watch the Wolverines this year. And then he went to his pro day. And I knew he was a top-level athlete coming out of school. We'll talk about that in a moment. But when he produced those numbers, I knew that Jim Harbaugh and the Wolverines did not use this young man to the utmost of his ability. 4.43 in the 40, 6.78 in the three-cone drill, 4.29 in the 20-yard shuttle. My friends, he's 6'4". 215 pounds. He hit a home run on athletic ability. If you're looking for an X receiver who can dominate the boundary in this draft, I believe Nico Collins is the number one boundary big man. I think he'll be a second round pick. Matt, in high school, he was a four-star prospect by 24/7 Sports, ESPN, and Scout. He was Prep Star Magazine Dream Team. And then I looked it up. This is unbelievable. His last 2 years in high school, Matt, he had better stats than his career at Michigan. He had 103 passes for 1,968 yards and 25 touchdowns in high school. He goes to Michigan and he doesn't have as many career catches. I'm blown away by that. What were they doing with this young man's talent? He did not get on the field much as a freshman, so it's not like he's an early star breakout. But as a sophomore, he starts 11 of 13 games in 2018. He was all Big Ten honorable mention and team most improved player, but he only had 38 receptions for 632 yards and six touchdowns. Matt, they did not use him. Now, granted, they had Shea Patterson throwing the football, but it's not like Jim Harbaugh's offense was creative and tried to give him opportunities like jet sweeps, quick screens. You don't see a lot of those manufactured touches in the Minnesota or in the Michigan offense. As a junior in 2019, he was the Wolverines' offensive player of the year and all Big Ten honorable mention. He logged 37 catches for 729 yards and seven touchdowns. He led the Big Ten with 19.7 yards per catch. In 2020, he opted out and he trained for his pro day slash combine. We know we didn't have the combine, but the young man trained hard. We know there's uber upside athletically. The film is good. I like it. Matt, what does your film breakdown say of Nico Collins?
He's an exciting player to watch, John. You know, right off the bat, his contested catch ability, it's going to jump off the screen. He has a large catch radius. He uses his height well. He extends his body even beyond that. And he wins at the catch point. He just straight up wins. He does great job separating. He has good body positioning. So there's a lot to like with Nico Collins. He's got good athleticism, John. He's quick in short space. He has flashes of great vertical ability. Now, he's not the most fluid player, but for a guy 6'4 playing along the boundary, he's pretty athletic and he has that nice upside to him. John, he's got pretty consistent hands. Now, there's some examples of drops on tape, but for the most part, he flashes good hands, and he's going to bring in the balls that need to be brought in. And there were a lot of balls that needed to be brought in that were very off target for him at Michigan. And I thought he did overall a good job of doing that. And again, he's not the fastest guy, but running in a straight line, acceleration, that speed, he can put it together. Not on here, but he's a good blocker too, John. So I think he can fit into an NFL offense, looking for a boundary guy, looking for a nice blocker here, somebody who can contribute in a well-rounded type role. So I think Nico Collins is going to be a very good NFL player. And I think that could lead, if he's on an offense that stretches the ball, pushes it downfield, gives him some red zone opportunity, I think he could be a flex filler at the next level in the NFL. But let's flip on the tape, John. Let's put some of this into action.
I'm looking forward to it, my friend.
All right, here we go. And as always, provided by Brandon Lejeune, Debbie Deep Dive on YouTube and Twitter. And you can see right off the bat here against Wisconsin, nice handwork, great body positioning. He knows where he needs to be, and he brings in the catch over this Wisconsin DB.
Yeah, we saw him before just beat up Wisconsin. And here he's looking at Rutgers. He just outran everyone. You know, I wonder, Matt, he looks kind of slow on film, but he did not show that at the pro day. So I wonder if it's just because he's a long strider and the offense he is in, but the athletic ability is there. It just doesn't necessarily manifest itself on tape. Oh,
absolutely. And you could see an underthrown ball here against Maryland. He reacts well to it. He follows it in. Good ball tracking. He's not fazed by this defensive back who really should get the ball. He had every opportunity to beat him. And I think, you know, when it comes to his speed, John, and you could see it running in a straight line, I think, is when he's best. He can accelerate. He can get that downhill speed. He's not going to be a guy who's going to move east to west a lot. But like I said, you could see that physicality here. Ooh. He takes on the Michigan State defensive back, and he trucks him. So that's going to lend well not only in the running game, but in his blocking ability as well. And another example of great body positioning here against Michigan State. Last play here for the real. It's going to be one against Indiana. He goes up, gets that touchdown. I'm hoping we see a lot more of that at the next level.
Matt, he does remind me of a classic Pittsburgh Steeler wide receiver or Baltimore Raven because they like their receivers to get physical in the run game. But they both, I mean, I don't know if he fits the Steelers or loaded at wide receiver, but he does, and I don't know if he's a redundant asset in the Baltimore Ravens offense, the way their wide receivers are constructed right now. But we saw it. The ability to play on the boundary is an underrated skill that I don't think we talk enough about as fantasy analysts, as NFL draft analysts. It is not an easy skill to find at the NFL level. And I see a lot more wide receivers wash out for their inability to play on the boundary than succeed playing on the boundary at the NFL level. So I'm excited for this young man.
John, what does the production profile look like?
Kind of like Seth Williams, we must put it into context. And I've probably seen 90% of Michigan football over the last decade. When you have 78 receptions, if you say, oh my God, he's not even close, it's Michigan football. That's why he has 78 career receptions, folks. 1,388 receiving yards. But Matt, 17.8 yards per reception. He was clearly underutilized by the Wolverines. Why was this man not getting targeted? It's because of the system. They don't throw the football efficiently. That also leads to his catch percentage. We've all kind of watched Shea Patterson. We've all kind of made the jokes. And this year, I think Michigan went through three quarterbacks, if not four. And he still had a 54 catch percent this year, which is pretty good considering the turmoil at the quarterback position. Or in 2019, I'm sorry, in 2019 with Shea Patterson. 22% aerial dominator rating. That's with Donovan Peoples-Jones on the team. Nico Collins, I have a second round grade on him. I think he's going to go in the second half of the second round. 6'4", 215. You just can't find a lot of these X receivers. And he's much more explosive athletically than your typical X receiver. He is deceptively fast. I mean, I agree, Matt. When I watched him on film, I kind of felt like, he's not that fast. But the pro day showed me that he's much faster athletically. So there's a conundrum there. But he is clearly a top-level athlete. I do think he has very good ball-tracking skills. I just don't think Michigan used him enough. And he is your vertical big play threat. Quarterbacks will like, and coaches, offense coordinators, you can put him on the X, and if he has single coverage and the quarterback has time in the pocket, they're going to throw him the ball to win one-on-one 20 yards down the field, Matt. And that's a skill NFL teams covet.
All right, there you have it. Nico Collins, the wide receiver out of Michigan. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Draft Seminar. If you're watching, please make sure that you give it a like. If you're listening, please make sure.